Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP. This is the Christina Lulis, Christina Lou show now. Christina is still celebrating her birthday.
It's good to be here.
We have Claudia with us today, and of course, Otto is still here.
I'm still here.
And we just have some announcements and stuff to make, but the first one is that Supervisor Bosworth is in Washington, even as we speak, for the last couple of days, and I think she goes once or twice a year.
Yes.
In an effort to get money, get federal funds. She's with Steve Israel and Kathleen Rice, but right. Not just those people.
And some of the funding that she's looking to acquire is to benefit Project Independence, which okay. We all are very hopeful for, so that we can continue to grow the things that we do here at Project Independence.
Right, which is huge. I mean, the funding that started going back 10 years ago or whatever, this is a program that has been maintained for the seniors, even with the last budget. Nothing was cut, but we do depend on federal funding.
Most definitely.
It can't be done without it. So it's important when people are voting to vote in the people that they think represent seniors, senior issues. There's nothing about, you know.
Exactly. And as we find out information, we could always update our listeners to let them know what happened in Washington.
Perfect. Absolutely. And now it's just dates and stuff coming up. Actually, on next week, April 22nd, there's two things on that day. One is Earth Day, and they're having a full fair in the Port Washington Library. That's not there.
Oh, fun. Wow, look at us. You have insider information, John.
I got an email about that
this
one.
This is fresh off the...
and it's a tremendous... It's from like 9 to 7. They're having all different things there.
Great.
Because Earth Day is actually the 22nd.
So that's nice that they're able to do it on the road.
And then also on the 22nd, right across the street at the landmark on Main Street, is our first Project Safe program.
That's a great program. A lot of information for not just seniors, for people in general.
Yeah, it's pretty much for anybody, but it's good for seniors. We're having somebody from a Medicare specialist. We have somebody from the Attorney General's office, Charlie Berman, receiver of taxes, Peter Janowski, my partner from Johnny Montgomery, and...
And you'll be talking about senior scams
senior
and things.
Senior scams. The whole thing is senior scams. A big part of the presentation is from Tony Logue, who is the Assistant Attorney General in New York here. And it happens. Otto, I know, has been sending me emails when he finds one.
There's a lot of scams out there.
I was at Westbury Call Place advisory meeting the other day. Two different people brought up situations. It's amazing.
Every time, outreach is my position, and I get seniors telling me how many phone calls or even mail-ins or just it's so important to educate them.
And it works off trust, a misguided trust, but it's trust. And then somebody's giving over information that they shouldn't, you know. And the only way to be on top of it is to just try to keep it. And as much as you think people are informed, it keeps happening. So it's...
I think trust and intimidation.
Well, that's my other speaker. Yeah. I have Beth Lilac coming. Yeah. Beth Lilac is coming from the Holocaust Museum about bullying. That's such
wonderful.
A big piece. Sign it. Seniors think I'm getting cranky, say, or younger. Come on, I've been here for 45 minutes.
Right.
Sign it. Everything is fine. You know that. Don't you trust? And they sign it.
Right.
Because you're right. Intimidation.
That's
bullying.
Intimidation. That's bullying. And
that's
a
very
scam.
Good. Thank
that's
you, Otto, because I could remember.
Project Safe. Just a little bit of a quick overview.
Project Safe is seniors. Safe represents means seniors against financial exploitation.
Okay.
It's a program that was started about a year and a half ago. And Judy Bosworth was one of the main speakers at it. And then she decided to incorporate it into the town. So we're going to be doing it at the libraries, at the senior centers, because it's $3 billion a year that is reported stolen from seniors.
Imagine how much goes unreported.
Exactly. Wow. You can't fight the son or daughter who takes advantage of a parent and the parent doesn't want to come forward. But when you hear the people just, sitting around an advisory board and say, this is what happened, and it's $3,000 later. I had a client about a month ago. We had to close all their accounts, reopen them. They went to fill out their taxes. I never heard of this one. They went to fill out their taxes. The accountant, when he went online, he says, it's already been filed and you got a refund.
That this has been on the news this
past
week.
News.
Yes,
but I only heard it with the actual client first. I was like, what are you talking about?
And
it
how does that come about?
I don't even know. Honestly, that one I don't know. I just know what happened, how they got into the system, filed it, electronic filing. So, and then how come you can't trace it back to the computer where it came from? I mean, they're so... smart intellectually, technology-wise, why can't I turn around and say it was sent from my phone? Find out who sent it.
And it says it takes months to undo.
And they cashed the check. These are $1 million. It's a couple of thousand dollars. But the thing is, we had somebody on last week, a psychologist. The thing is, and the word is assumptive reality, from a psychological term, that's what kills a senior. Mm-hmm. Because what you assumed was so nice in your life, when that gets taken from you, it becomes even physical. Mm. It's like you're nauseous. Every time you open the mail, you're waiting for this letter to come that, you know, this has just been taken. 300 is missing from this account. And that's the kind of stuff that the Project SAFE is about. We've actually had Dr. Marie Carney on from Nurture LIJ, who's the director of gerontology, talking about what a physical impact it can have by taking advantage of somebody, that their life can be thrown.
Your trust factor, now you don't trust anybody.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And that's not good.
No.
No, and we talked about it even before. It's only once in a while you get a bad person. Yeah. You know, it's not everybody. We were talking about the VA situation earlier. You know, on balance, everybody's taken care of. But for the few that something happens to, when you start to read it, then you get very nervous.
That's what's great. What we were talking about with the circle of support. If you have one in place, you could talk about, well, you know, I got this odd phone call, and there's just someone there to help you decipher it before you, you know, reach into your wallet or do something you shouldn't.
There's nothing that you have to do instantly.
Exactly.
Right. You try to push that.
And I think somebody, it might have been you, John, there's an article in the current newsletter about if people ask you for information over the phone about Social Security numbers or whatever, don't give it to them unless you're the one who initiated the call and you know who you're calling.
Right. They say to hang up and then ask for the number and you call them back. Right.
Nobody calls. No agency calls. Right. IRS, whatever it is, FBI, nothing calls. So therefore, it's like we had. I played it at one of my. I think you were.
I remember. I attended that one.
I actually played it. I tried to tape it from my radio, and it was a very foreign accent. That's not the point. Our IRS. We're going to go to jail. My wife and I. My wife was nervous though. He called like three times.
Yeah.
She said, "John," I said, "it's just nothing." But she was really taken. So I never called back. I taped it just to show it at the conference. I'm saying this is what happens. But she's nervous. This is a person with a master's. Right. She would have called them back, and I mean it sincerely.
You picked up the phone? Or
No. The voice and left a full message.
A lot of them don't leave messages.
No, this was a full message. Yeah. That's how I taped it. I played the message back.
Yeah.
We had to call. Time was running out. You know,
unbelievable.
The marshal was going to be at the door or something. It was like, so it was extremely intimidating. The number came up from Washington, a 202. Okay. And, but it's just, they're out there. It's just, it's a shame. And then also next week, well, actually it's next Sunday, April 26th, Judy Bosworth's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at Shelter Rock because they're having their Earth Day, but they do it on Sunday. It's an Echo Day. It'll be a full fair also. And, I mean, the town is so conscious environmentally these days, which is
very
tremendous.
Very green. We're very green at the town of North Hempstead. And what better day to celebrate than Earth Day?
Right, exactly.
And speaking of being green and Earth Day, our 10th annual EcoFest celebration is coming up. I'm jumping ahead. That's May 2nd, May 3rd. But it's a great weekend of activities for all ages. The entire family really could enjoy. And it's at Clark Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
And that's, again, May 2nd, May 3rd. And it runs from 11 to 5. So there's a whole day's worth. Stop by, especially with the weather, knock on wood, that we've been having.
Right.
Okay, maybe not today. I just looked out the window.
Yeah, but that's not terrible.
It's about green. I had one that I saw here that interested me, and it has to do with clean sweep.
That's right. There you go.
And I know the streets pretty much are dirty wherever you go, but what amazed me about this is I read that last year the street sweepers gobbled up 4 million pounds of debris when they did this clean sweep.
Wow.
That is a lot of debris.
4 million pounds?
4 million pounds is what it says right here. That is a lot of pounds. And they do this in a two-week time frame. And basically between, April 27th and May 8th, and ask people to keep their cars off the street during that period of time.
There's a lot of sand out there from all the snow and the salt. Oh, boy.
I think the commissioner or the director is Tom Tierney.
Yes.
Am I saying it right? It's Tom.
Yes.
It is. And I was with him the other night and introduced myself because I knew it was him, I thought, and I said, you know.
He's got a tough job.
And he said, with the potholes in the summer, he says, this 2-week period is one of the toughest because people don't pay attention to where they park.
That's true.
And then the truck has to go around. Now that the truck has gone around,
right,
the neighbor's going to call and complain because their street wasn't clean.
Right.
So this is the most important time to respect the no parking between certain areas.
Keep it in your driveway. Yeah. Park on the other side of the street.
Get the streets clean because then they're not coming back.
No.
You know, it's really, there's a schedule, and if you want to double check it, I suppose that's online on the website.
It's online, and it's great that it's out so far in advance, so there's no excuse to have your car in the street on a day.
Us a picture.
Oh. I'm showing you a real pothole.
I wish we could.
You can't see this.
That it looks like a swimming pool in the middle of a street.
No, actually, what it is a.
And there's a pot in the pothole.
I was in the street. I was in the car with my grandson, who's 6 years old, and I told him that potholes are where pots come from.
Oh, no.
So basically, what you can't see on the radio is I took a pot and I went to a parking lot and I put the pot in a pothole in the parking lot and I took a picture of the pot in the pothole and sent it to my grandson. And he thought it was absolutely hysterical.
And then we wonder.
Yes, you've scarred the
next generation.
We wonder what we do here.
Grandma needs some pots. We'll go to the pothole. We'll get her a pot. That's a great one. That's direct.
Very cute.
That's a true pothole.
There is a pot in a pothole. I've never seen that before, Otto.
That's very good, Otto. And actually, pothole white, most of them.
And where did it get the name pothole, actually?
I have no idea.
Because that's where pots come from. That's how it all started.
There you go.
It's always good to have one smart person on the radio.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Thank you.
But do pay attention to the sweepers. And if there's any more potholes out there, I didn't do it with the phone, but I know people just take the picture and on the portable, on the mobile app. Not the
I did
app.
Do it. And,
oh, you did it?
Yes, and I got tremendous response. I sent it in 5 o'clock at night. The next morning, I drove by there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and a pothole was filled in. It was done.
I must say the trucks have been out filling the. I mean, it's relentless to try and keep up with them. But I see the town of North Hempstead trucks out there filling those potholes much better than the town I live in. That should remain nameless.
I should have sent him this picture.
It's not a conversation for you. I don't even understand how you get so many potholes every year.
Oh.
I mean, like last year was horrendous. And it's like you filled them up. Yeah. It's a fortune. Yeah. They're all back this year. And basically in the same spot where
job.
I live. There's a spot on Oldham Boulevard and coming off my road. It's like it's just a war zone.
Driving is sort of like a video game.
They're all filled up, but they're going to happen again. Yeah. It's like I don't know. You know,
can be very dangerous if you don't pay attention.
Yeah, I agree.
And expensive. I have two friends that broke tires in potholes.
Well, I didn't break a tire, but Peter, we were driving someplace, and he says your car's shaking. I don't pay attention. He says you got to take it in. He says you must have hit. You know, I did hit a couple, but nothing I thought bad. He says, don't you feel that little rocking? He says your tires are out of alignment. So either the little thing they stick on the side of the tire fell off, or but I mean, he said. I said, what's the big deal? He says, go get it fixed. You know,
what's up?
But no, for people
it.
Who broke a tire or something, some of these tires are ridiculously expensive today.
The rims, the tires, you could easily
a
few
$100.
Yeah, and you're not paying
if
attention.
Not more. Yeah,
you know that. It just behooves the people to just be careful with those things.
You just have to be careful. And you have to respect if you see another driver in front of you that is slowing down. Understand there's probably a reason. There's potholes.
Right.
Don't, you know, be aggressive.
That's another subject, respecting another driver.
Oh, that we could. We don't have enough time for that today.
No, you're bringing that one up. Good.
That's a whole show, I think. Never mind a segment. You need a whole show for that.
There was something I read once, and I really can't remember now, but how... and they did a whole study about the mind and road rage because the person can't express themselves in real life. So it's behind the machine. They are what they, you know, like.
Interesting.
It was really, and I should have remembered where it came from. When I read it, I said, well, this makes sense. Because I can beep the horn and do something to you and drive by.
Like
I'm a big
it
gives them power.
You ever see, like, you'll see the sweetest little lady getting out of the car, but she just might have. Flipped me the bird in the car.
It's a false power.
So it's interesting.
And it was in conjunction with texts. And, you know, the power of emails, how nasty some people can be. But they won't say that to you in your face.
Right.
These group emails sometimes are terrible. I hate getting there all of a sudden. You see different names. Somebody's coming back and forth with everybody. And in the real room, we're not going to talk like that to people. Mm. But
that's another subject, by the way, sometime is email management.
Okay, we're going to come back to email management. Right now, you're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. We'll be right back.